You have to have like, some good stories, bro. Me and Lindsay actually screaming at each other because it wasn't like normal.
Yeah, it was not. I don't ever remember what you're fighting about, but
It really was about like sometimes nothing. We just walk in and just eye each other and be like, fuck you, and then just like walk away. No.
The latest news, I guess before we even really intro, Nick Austin has officially backed out of boxing me.
What?
So
what does that mean for you?
I don't really know where the fight kind of goes from here. We're working on finding a new person for me to box, I guess. But we have to worry about like the weight class and it's got to be the right fit. And Nick Austin has just not answered a single person. He hasn't answered his manager. His manager hasn't answered me. He hasn't talked to the fight people. He's literally not talking to anyone. So honestly, I hope Nick Austin's mental health is good. I hope he's okay. He's not answering me. That sucks. He doesn't want to box. It would have been a really fun show. However, there'll be more people. We'll find somebody else to do. It will still be a good time. But I just wanted to get that out the way.
All right. So we're going to take it from here?
No.
No?
We're going to cancel the whole podcast right now. Anyways, guys, welcome back. This is episode 20 of No Fox Given. It's kind of funny. Like, I don't know. I'm a little nervous for this episode. I shouldn't be because it's my family.
I am too. I'm super nervous.
And like, today's episode is me and Maverick. Basically Maverick interviewing my family. Me, my sister, my mother. We have Lindsay at the far right.
Hello, everybody.
Lindsay works with me on the podcast. We pretty much we do this entire podcast together. We're siblings. And then in the middle, we have my mother, my actual biological mother, who gave birth to me.
Biological mother.
She gave birth to me through C-section, right?
Yep.
Lindsay was a normal.
C-section. No, same.
We're both C-sections?
I was a fat baby.
You both were fat
babies.
Wait,
pounds.
Tanner was not a vacuum baby. Nope. I was a vacuum baby.
What is that?
What
mean?
The hell's a vacuum?
That explains everything, Maverick.
Usually when parents are giving moms are giving their firstborn a delivering and they need help pushing the baby out.
They like suction it.
With a vacuum. And my sister was C-section and my mom was like, no, I got to be up for me. And so I was vacuumed out.
I've never even heard of that in my entire life. Okay, so we have three mics here. If you guys are watching on video, and we have four people, me and Maverick, and then we have my mom and sister. Today's episode, I think, can be very interesting. I think parents could learn a lot from it. I think kids can learn a lot from it. And also, I think it's going to be really interesting for people to hear my mom and sister and kind of talk about our life growing up because we've never really talked about that. And they're rarely in my YouTube videos, so this is going to be a really, really awesome episode. It's actually one of our highest requested episodes, surprisingly enough. So people are going to be really excited for this.
Nice.
I think we'll even be able to do a sister-only episode in the future, a mom-only episode in the future, but for now, we're just going to kind of get right into it. I'm going to let Maverick do Maverick.
I kind of feel like Meghan Markle when she got interviewed by Oprah.
I haven't seen that interview. Have you seen that interview?
It's a big deal.
I don't know what that is.
It was a big deal. Parents will know.
Okay.
Oprah.
So let's bring it all the way to the beginning. So when did you meet Billy, Tanner's dad?
Billy when I was 15, surfing at the Ocean Beach Pier. He was sitting on the beach with his camera, and I kind of remember this, but I walked up to him and I said, hey, how come you're not surfing? And he was just taking pictures. So as I was walking into the water with my bikini, he was like snapping. So we had this whole series of pictures of me going.
Where
into
are the
water.
Photos?
I don't know. They're somewhere.
That'd be a cool photo.
I know.
Bring up again.
Yeah. When I was skinny.
So how long were you guys dating? Like right away?
We dated for a summer, just being 16. He was 18, almost 19. And then my dad, he was working on yachts, so we parted ways, whatever. It was just like a little teenage love thing. Mm-hmm. And then my dad saw him in Ocean Beach, and he was crewing on a yacht on Shelter Island. So back then there was no cell phone, so I called the dock master and said, can you give Billy Fox a note to call me? And he did, and then that was – the rest is history.
So you started working on a boat?
Well, we got married –
oh, okay. You got married first.
Got married, and then he tried to get a land job, and that didn't work out. So then we did the boat life thing for a while.
Okay, so that's why.
You guys crewed a boat right together.
We did.
And you were the chef, and he was the engineer.
I was the stewardess, which is basically like a maid. And then I became the crew chef. They called me a chef. I'm really not an official chef. So we did that for a couple years, and then all I wanted to do is come home.
Really, really
and
quick.
Have these two.
She was basically what like our maid was on the Bahamas yacht.
Oh, totally. Yes.
Which was really cool for me, guys. If you saw the Bahamas video where me and Maverick went on that like massive yacht with Gage over in the Bahamas, but like my mom did the job of like the ladies. Yeah. I thought that was really cool to actually see in person because I always knew the story of that. And then the engineer guy that was fixing all the computers that we never saw, he was like always under the boat, like fixing the computers and fixing blah, blah, blah. That's what my dad did. Yep. I thought my dad was the captain, though. Honestly, I thought he was the captain.
Captain Antoniel.
What?
What is Antoniel?
The parents will know. It's a 70s group.
How do you get into a job like that, like working on a boat?
So Billy had all the experience. I had zero experience. I didn't even know how to boil water. I didn't know how to cook. So I basically, the captain's wife was the chef.
How do you not know how to boil water?
Well, it's a little exaggeration. Like, I just didn't know.
I burn cereal, you know?
Yeah, same concept. So I told the captain's wife who interviewed me, I said, look, you can mold me into however you want me to be as a stewardess. So she liked that because I was totally green. So she'd got to teach me her way of doing things. So I just kind of talked my way into it.
Okay. Do you recommend ever doing that as like a job for somebody?
Oh, 100%. It's you get to travel, you get to save all your money, you get to just go to all these exotic places you'd never go. And the people we worked for were hardly ever on the boat, so we had a ton of free time. So Dad and I got to go explore and surf and just do all these neat things we would never get to do.
Okay, so then from there, you're how old?
20.
On the boat.
I was 25.
25. So there's a 6-year gap between you having me and Lindsay.
Four
years. 29. You had Lindsay when you were 29?
Yes. And you when I was 30.
Oh, okay. So then what would those next 4 years look like?
So we came back from that boat and then we went to Florida and worked for another family. And then...
Low key, some famous people, no?
So Rupert Murdoch was the 2-year term we did. He's a famous billionaire.
For what? Do you know?
Media mogul. He owns Fox. 20th Century Fox, Fox Studios.
21st Century, sorry, fun fact, they just sold to Disney.
Oh, yeah.
So no more 21st Century Fox ever again.
I did not know that.
Interesting.
Sad.
So anyway, we worked on another set of boats for Eli Lilly, which is a big pharmaceutical company. And then we came back to San Diego and Dad started surveying. He started Frank Wyatt Marine, or took over Frank Wyatt Marine Surveyor. And then I worked at the tennis club. I worked 8 hours a week. Was in really good shape, and then got pregnant with Lindsay, and then when I had you guys, got to stay home, which was awesome.
I think a cool story is where our names came from.
Oh, that's just a good story. So when I was in sixth grade, I had my most favorite teacher of all time at Briar Patch Elementary, Mrs. Mead, and her maiden name was Marilyn Lindsay. So she named her daughter Lindsay, and I had never really known anybody named Lindsay except Lindsay Wagner, Bionic Woman. 70s reference again. So I just thought that was such a cool name. So I was like, if I ever have a daughter, her name is Lindsay. So I had your name picked out from when I was 10.
That's so funny.
And then Dad used to lay in bed at night and listen to this little weather radio. And they would say the wave height in San Diego at Tanner Bank is 6 to 8 feet. So there's a buoy off of the Point Loma called Tanner Bank. So Dad picked your name. So kind of fun little name packs.
I feel like they have the most unique names.
Like, not really though, bro. I meet so many Tanners.
Really? I've never met a Lindsay before.
I know it's a.
I've met.
Fairly,
I don't think I have either.
I meet so many Lindsays, but they're not AY.
Yeah, I've never met an AY.
Yeah, your last.
I met a Tanner yesterday though.
I meet so many Tanners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many Tanners in the world. You think it's like a rare name, and it's not.
And then my middle name is from. Nude Beach in Hawaii. Yep, and then your middle name's her maiden, right?
Yes, which is Stratton. We're just running you guys through the fun facts right now. We're just literally running y'all through the fun facts. We got like a little bit of a timeline we want to kind of go. So mom, did you want kids?
Oh my God.
Like, did you want to have kids? Where was dad's stance on kids? Was he like...
So my stance on kids, when I was, I think in first grade, Briar Patch Elementary, sitting around, what do you want to be when you grow up? And Susie's like, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a cop. And I was like, I want to be a mom. That's was from little kid. And then Dad, we had a conversation before we got married about getting married and having kids. And I said, do you want to get married and have kids? And he said, nope, I'm never getting married and I'm never having kids. And I said, well, then there's no point in carrying this on because that's all I want is to get married and have kids. So he goes, well, let's just have another, he called it a summit meeting. Let's have another summit meeting.
A summit meeting?
Yeah.
Summit meeting. What does that mean?
I don't know. Just like he was kind of making a joke out of it. Like, let's talk about this another time. And we never talked about it.
Like, let's
time.
Meet at the top?
Maybe.
Let's meet at the summit.
Maybe.
That sounds like some shit he'd say.
So anyway, we never had that conversation again. We just got married and then had you guys, and that was that.
Here
just,
we are.
So just tricked him into him? Just tricked it into him?
Well, I didn't really trick it into him. I feel like he did it because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get married and have kids. And I think, you know, he wanted hashtag boat life. So that's
which
what
he got.
Said. Yeah.
Which he got.
Which he got.
And then you just wanted to stay at home. And what you got at the
right.
end of the day.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did until I didn't.
So raising Tanner and Lindsay really young, did you know that like they were going to be in like the limelight at all? Did you ever like
I mean, how could you possibly ever guess
well,
that?
Well, I mean, because he's always was filming at a young age and.
But that's before YouTube was even a thing or filming was a thing or any of this was a thing. Or, so I never dreamed.
Or we were even on, he was on MTV Pranked, right?
Oh, pranking me.
He was always like.
Scaring the
you
living.
Were?
Yeah.
Oh, is that when I was you on scared mom with what?
He said, Mom, Kirby pooped.
Oh, and I came out of that little room.
God damn it.
I came
yeah,
out of
I sold that. I sold that shit to MTV for like $275 when I was like 12.
So. Maybe that should have been a glimpse into
and,
what was
and
gonna
I used
happen.
To sell. I used to sell all those clips like of like these fools like falling at the skate park to break.com. I was kind of always.
How old were you? Like 11?
12?
Yeah. And I had like that's mobile so lemonade stands. I would steal the dock carts in Shelter Island and have mobile lemonade stands. I walked the neighbor's dogs. Yeah.
We used to sell phones off Craigslist
oh,
and
yeah.
we'd show up to like a liquor store. The me and best. You were 8 years old with Kirby on
yeah.
a leash.
Yeah.
And the person's like Jesus trying to look Christ. Around like who's selling the phone. We're like, it's
us. And we had it all cleaned up and put it yeah. back in the box. I think one of the best scam, the best scam artist things we've ever done is when we were like.
I know what you're going to say.
The lizard. Yeah. Lizard. When we were like four or five. This is a funny ass story,
oh,
right?
I don't know this story.
This is a funny ass story. When we lived on our first house in Toronto when they were still married, I don't know why we wanted money, but we were going
we
around.
We always were on something.
Yeah. And so we would go around and we went to every door on our fucking block, like our neighbors, bro. And we were like, hey, we have a sick lizard.
Guess what? Sheila Holly still talks about that to this day. The
really?
Lady that lived across the street, not the Dorts, but the.
We didn't have a lizard.
No,
we did not have
but
a lizard.
But you had a sick lizard and they had to raise money.
Yeah, we had to raise money for our sick lizard to get surgery for it. Like,
someone,
who,
they gave us who, money too.
I think she
I
did.
I think they were like,
gave you
okay,
a dollar
like,
or
I
something.
Hope
really?
Your lizard gets better.
Mm-hmm. People actually gave us money?
I think so.
That's so funny.
How are you not like embarrassed? I feel like if I was going to go knock on someone's door, I'd be so shy. And
we didn't care.
In our eyes, it was a flawless story. Like there was, it was super valid. Like we were like, I don't know how we didn't feel bad about just bland scam. I mean, we were four or five. So.
I would have been.
Yeah, we were little.
I would have felt. I would have been one of the suckers giving you guys money. I'd have been like, oh, you're right. He needs his lizard money. I know how that feels.
So we sold Toronto, moved into Bermuda, which was probably the most devastating week of my life. I'd never lived alone. I lived with my mom until I married Dad. So I had never been on my own, and then I had two little people to take care of. That was kind of scary, but I pulled it off, and we had our little. Oh, go ahead.
Wait, where was Billy at? So when you guys first got divorced, was it you full time with the kids, or was it still 50-50?
50-50. He had an apartment. I had the little house, and then he moved on to a boat that was just like a shell, mm-hmm. no bathroom.
That's where Tanner lived for a little bit.
What's that? Skip it.
No, we're skipping part of the story. That's what I'm saying. There's too much to say, I feel like.
Oh, okay.
Like, that. Where do you start?
I know. I'm kind of rambling, too.
No, I feel like that's good. Okay, so you move 50-50. You're trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of these kids going through teenage years, which is probably the hardest.
The funniest story of the Bermuda house is, it was, how big was the house? It was little.
Well, when we first moved in, it was a two-bedroom, one bath. And then eventually, sounds kind of weird, but acquired a converted garage, so it made the house bigger. But when
but
we
me
first,
and Tanner, we were oh we shared bunk beds for a couple of years
for,
in
no,
that little
like
room.
For a couple days.
Was it a couple
that
days?
That was not years.
We didn't have a good
you
time
guys,
with that.
No,
I remember
like legitimately
I was,
days.
Oh, you guys were fighting so bad. I finally moved onto the couch for 2 years so that they could have their own
oh,
rooms.
Oh, and I moved in to
you
your
had my
room.
You had my king size bed.
I was
sleeping
like
on the couch, but it worked. God. because you had your own space, you had your own space, and there was peace.
And we just butted heads.
Oh my
God. From probably like 8 years old to 15.
Probably until even a little later.
Yeah. Until I had that job.
And then Richard?
Richard. I worked at a little coffee shop. And then I remember I had a really bad shift one day. I came home. I was crying because he was just an asshole, complete dick, terrible. And I'd get there at like 4:30 a.m. and I was making coffee outside. And I remember he snapped on me. I came home. I was crying. And Tanner was like, out of the blue, you're like, let's start you a YouTube channel. Make money off that. And I remember that's how that all got started. And then I think that was like when we started to become friends finally.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I know.
Why do you think you guys like were always butting heads? What do you think like the real reason was? Were you guys just like jealous of like who's spending more time with mom or who's the favorite child? Or
I think we just were little mad kids.
That's just like kind of what happens. My brothers and I were like at war. And then now we're like tight as can be.
I agree. Same with me and Spencer, but I feel like the tattletelling was like to an extreme with
you
guys.
We were out to get each other. We didn't want each other to be happy or be in a good mood. Like it was just let's ruin each other's days as many times as we can, as much as we can.
Yeah, and then
that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, and then you made fun of me for scootering and filming. I remember one, scared for me.
I think when you were just going to the skate park every day with all your friends, and you'd come home and mom would be like, take a shower, and you were I have to edit. You just smelled bad.
Oh, God.
Like,
I smelled so
11.
Bad.
Like,
you were worried for me? What do you mean?
I was like, I hope he can, like, figure something out, like, for, like, a job.
I'm 13 at this point.
You're young.
I'm 13.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. You just didn't shower. I was, like, worried.
I remember one time, Lindsay, this is where I grew up, guys. So I grew up in, like, Southern California, too. So me being a scooter rider, like, on top of the divorce thing and all the other stuff, like, being a scooter rider was even worse of, like, making my situation worse because I grew up in San Diego, Ocean Beach, where it's, like, surf, skate, or die, and I rode scooters, and, like, nobody rode scooters. So I would, like, already get bullied a ton, and including now from my sister when I was, like, 12.
I feel bad now looking back.
Yeah, it's okay, though. It's, like, we're young kids. We didn't know. But I remember one time I would be outside practicing manuals and, like, hang fives and, like, go back and forth in the street, and you came out because, like, your friend who had just got his license, I don't know, some boy that you're hanging out with when you're, like, 16, you're like, hey, Tanner, can you go inside? Like, so-and-so's pulling up, and, like, I don't like, want him to see you on your scooter.
Oh, my God.
I'll never forget that.
I'm so sorry.
I'll never forget that.
I was immature, too.
No, that's okay.
So all the fighting, is that was like one reason why Tanner was going to be shipped off to military school?
No, he was just, God, yeah, there was there.
Tell us about me as a young child, please. Because I always tell people from my perspective, but like you.
Well, so I know dad and I getting a divorce was so hard on everybody, but particularly you guys. And particularly the most I feel on you, because you just turned into this totally pissed off, defiant, F you. You didn't ever say that, but kind of that attitude.
I flipped Steve off once.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
With you.
And I lied. Because Tanner was like, because I didn't see him flip him off, but I saw Steve turn around. He goes, you flip me off? And then Tanner was like, no, no. And then like, I was like, did you flip him off? And Tanner was like, no, I didn't flip him off. And then, so then you came back and was like, did Tanner flip him off? And I was like, no. And I like genuinely thought Tanner
took
didn't
one.
Flip him off.
You took one for the team.
So anyways, I'm Tanner's angry.
Like 12.
So it was just like defiant, just angry, just an angry kid. And so what I'm trying to remember the military school thing. So
I got kicked out of the school.
Oh, so I sent, who started? You started at Sacred Heart or Tanner?
Okay. Tanner first and then me second.
So Tanner wanted to go to private school, and there was a little Catholic school in Ocean Beach. And I made a deal with the principal. He reduced the tuition by half so I could afford to send Tanner there. And then Lindsay started going there. And Tanner got kicked out, but
to backtrack also, I wanted to go to that school because I got super bullied at the public Dana school in Point Loma. So I didn't want to go to that school. So I ended up.
So this is the best story of all. So he got kicked out of school. That's not the best story, but why he got kicked out is the best story. Him and his friend Luke were filming with their phone. The teacher, was it
Miss McQuaid?
Oh, yeah.
Miss McQuaid.
And just making fun, like funny faces and not anything horrible, but they put it on YouTube and somebody turned Tanner and Luke in. And that was kind of the final straw because he was always in the principal's office.
But I want to hear more about me as a child and like but like from your guys' perspective, because I only have my thoughts.
Well, me and you, we were separated, weren't we? He lived with dad.
So anyway, you just super and super determined at the same time, because you were going to the skate park for 8 hours a day. And then you got invited to be on Lucky, and then that just became your whole world. Thank God for scootering for you, because I think you could have gone totally down a different road, because you were that just a kind of an angry teenager. And if you didn't have scootering, I feel like that saved you. And look at, we wouldn't all be sitting here right now if you weren't so determined and had into the scootering scene.
Right. I remember there was even one point where I got in like super big trouble. You might remember this. We had a friend named Travis Stratiff, who was like an older kid, scooter kid. And we looked up to him just because he was older. And I was messaging him on Facebook. And I said, I was planning to try smoking weed for my first time with him.
Oh God.
Do you remember this?
No.
How? You went on my Facebook and you somehow were on my Facebook. You showed up at the skate park while I'm with all my friends. Storming into the skate park, stomping in. You're like, get in the fucking car now, like screaming at me in front of all my friends.
How old are you?
I was probably 13.
Oh man.
And you had seen my Facebook of me like setting up a, because I was like, yo, I want to smoke, because I was all mad at you guys.
I know.
And I like told him, I was like, oh, I'm down to fucking try it, bro. But I just remember 13. You getting all mad.
I have a really funny story like around that time when you were going to Claremont. Do you remember when I did not have my license? And I drove you and a group of like five of your friends to Claremont Skate Park.
On our shoots.
You would do anything for a ride.
I would ride 7 miles to get there.
Yeah, I remember. God.
From Ocean Beach to Claremont.
Was it Nama's
old little Honda? I have like Tanner. It was like Mateo. Hunter shoots.
Oh my God.
Coda, maybe?
Maybe. Jordan Robles, probably.
Yeah. You guys just all got in the car. I'm like 10 and 2, seatbelt on. I'm like, nobody move. I don't have a license.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
Yeah, you ever knew that. But that was a great story. But growing up with you, you were just a little shithead. I mean, I already said it from like age 11, just skate park, little rat. Like,
it's funny because even
bad.
He said it.
Oh, yeah. Tanner was like always like whenever people came up to us and like they would say like, oh, F that guy Tanner, he's a little shithead. He's.
Well, you just had a mouth.
He's a little, yeah.
You had a mouth and you were not afraid to use it. And facts. You didn't give a shit what anyone had to say about it.
Seriously.
Lucky really straightened him out, because it's like they're like, okay, if you're gonna be this little shithead, we're gonna take this away from you.
Yeah.
And so that really was like,
that all Corey's doing?
No, Corey fought for me to stay on Lucky. It was like Paul, the owner, Coda tried to get me kicked off. Like everyone wanted me kicked off of Lucky.
Coda tried to get you kicked off?
Oh yeah. Coda and his dad. Many times.
Why? Just for attitude or
I don't know what the reason was. I think it was like slight competition with them between us.
That's funny. It's not funny. It's funny now that you guys are buddies.
Yeah, right.
But growing up, we were separated for a little bit after their divorce for a couple years. You lived with dad most of the time.
It wasn't a couple years. It was like months.
Okay, couple months.
No, it wasn't.
Honey,
it was longer than a couple
months. It was
months.
Far on and off for over from like when I was like 11 to 15.
We didn't live together almost.
Sixth grade. What grade are you in sixth grade?
You mean how old?
No, seventh? Fifth grade. I got kicked out end of fifth grade.
I would say seventh.
So, no, I wasn't in seventh grade.
I was in seventh. You were in fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, from fifth until I started making money.
Oh, no, no.
Yes.
That is such an exaggeration. No.
On and off. I'm not saying I lived there 100% of the time.
It was probably like a full summer at your dad's house and then Christmas time,
you
birthday
know
time.
I actually remember a story when you got mad at me for something. I think it was when I punched that kid in the face on the beach.
Oh,
and you made me go live at dad's for months. And I remember I tried to ride my scooter.
When did this happen?
I could tell that story too.
Funny.
I tried to ride my scooter 2 miles from dad's boat all the way to your house. I showed up at your front door. I knocked on your front door and you literally drove me home speeding home. You didn't want me out.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
No, it's all good. But okay, another story of when I got in trouble and then I got sent to my dad's again. Because it would be like, I would somehow always fuck up and then they would just, and then
the
I would go.
Dad would deal with you.
Yeah, then dad would deal with me. So I was
he dealt with you better because he's a man. And
yeah,
and
no, he did. He did deal with me better for sure.
Yeah.
And then he dipped when I started making money, which makes no sense. But I was at the beach. We were at a friend's having like a, I don't know what it was. Who
was it was a beach party. It was Nick Landon.
So we're at the beach. It was like 4th of July summer vibes. I don't know. We're on the beach. This kid's making fun of me for being short. Like normal shit that you probably dealt with too when you're a kid. And I was just like, it was all these other kids laughing at him calling me short. So then I like kicked him. I remember I kicked him. And then he like turned around and was like laughing at me, like, you really thought that was gonna do something type shit. And then I just snapped and I just punched him in the nose. And then he got like a really bad bloody nose, started crying. And then I literally was like, why did I do
that? Didn't
you
book it?
You did. Yeah. I was at the party and Nick's dad came in and goes, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And then he told me what happened. And then you were just gone, totally MIA. It's 9 o'clock at night in Ocean Beach. And you had no shoes 12 on.
12-year-old.
No shoes. And I think just your swimming trunks.
Yeah.
So I called dad. I'm like, oh my God, here's what happened. So then I go driving around Ocean Beach looking for Tanner. And now it's like 9:30.
I got home and the police were there.
I know, because I called the police because I was worried. I'm scared.
Like, where'd you go?
He like took off in the night. So anyway, that was that story. That was another.
Oh. We got stories for days.
I know. We could just do stories all
they
week.
They're just about causing problems, huh? So
I caused him a lot of problems too. There's one video that he has still on his YouTube. What's the video?
It's called Well That Hurt.
Well That Hurt.
Day off, leaving Jake's house, went to go pick up my mail, and I'm editing this video. What? Oh, really?
Out of my face. Like, I'm gonna punch you in the stomach.
Anything you wanna say to 400,000 people?
Like, I'm sorry you watched such a f- it. Like, get out of my face! Like, get out of my face. I know I'm f- beautiful, but get out. Room. Stop.
I just edited that and it's really funny. Sorry for her anger problems.
And I remember he was just in his room editing. I walked by his room and called him a name and he comes out.
Just to be an asshole?
Just to be an asshole. Okay. I would do that shit.
But this is the thing too, is because like when I made YouTube videos, I was like already self-conscious about filming. So like my million video, I went in the backyard of our like old house. Just so, like, I was as far away from them as I possibly could be, and I was still, like, talking mad quiet and, like, awkwardly. But I would be, like, in my room trying to, like, just, like, trying to get it done. Because I was, like, had to do my outro. So I already filmed a video, and I was in my room. I'm, like, I'm already, like, sitting there talking myself up. I'm, like, I know she's going to be fucking hearing me. I'm, like, I just have to do it. I just have to do it. All right. Hey, guys. That's the end of my video. And then in the background, she says, honey.
Yeah, so I called him a name, and then he comes out in the little hallway we had, and we started just hashing it out, right? We were like fighting, like fighting, kicking each fighting? Other, like I don't just shoving. That. And then he came in my room and he cut it out of the video. So if you go to the video, you will not see it. But well, I had a little
me
desk.
Going to your room is in the video. I just cut out the part where I made myself look bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, as you should.
I'm like laying in bed. He gets the camera like right in my face. I remember saying, I was like, I know I'm beautiful. Like, get the camera out of my face. Just being terrible. And kicking you, and you come over to my desk. I have all my makeup, brand new eyeshadow palettes. I think I had like a fish too. I had textbooks, hair straightener, everything. Comes over, two hands, just swipes everything from right to left on the ground. And he cuts that out of the video.
To make himself look good.
Yeah. So I look pretty bad in that video, but it was the both of us for sure.
We've been fighting.
Yes. Okay. So fighting childhood, and then YouTube is what brought you guys together, right?
Yeah.
And then
I would say so. Would you?
I don't know. I also, maybe can we ask why you and dad got divorced or no? Like, why was that?
So when you're married, you either grow together or you grow apart. And we just had, it was money was a big thing. We should have probably never bought Toronto. That's kind of where it began.
Oh, I always remember how money was an issue. I remember he got mad at you when you bought Kirby.
Oh, he'd get mad at me forever. I couldn't even use the dishwasher. He'd get mad at me if I ran the dishwasher because it used water. So, I mean, we were just on different.
It's crazy. He didn't want to be like the manly type of like breadwinner.
I know. Well, he was, though. That's the thing. He was, when you guys were little, he was such a good husband. He was such a good dad. He was a good provider. You know, I mean, I didn't have to work, which was awesome when you guys were little.
And then how do you just get over it?
Get over
providing.
I don't know. I think he just got to a point where it just was.
We turned like 16. He was like, well.
But that's even further in the story. I'm talking like
when we got.
He started giving up pretty early.
Yeah, he just wasn't into it. And I'm not blaming him for all of it. I certainly played a role. I mean, I look back now. I could have done things a lot differently.
Well, you were young and learning things too.
Young and dumb.
That's the crazy thing that you don't realize about your parents. That I thought about a couple months ago is like when we were little kids, we were watching you grow up.
I did read something about that. It's like while you're growing up, your parents are still like evolving.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like we're human.
And anyway, that's just, it just kind of went on a path and there was kind of no recovering, unfortunately. I mean, now, fortunately.
I know, we wouldn't be here today if they didn't do that.
I really think that's the whole reason for any of my success was you guys breaking up.
That's what you've said, and because you said you'd be like every other little Point Loma kid.
Well, yeah, because I just feel like there's like a certain comfort, and again, it probably goes different for everybody, but I feel like there's a certain comfort that comes with your parents being together because it's just there. You could attest to that too, yeah. Right? Like there's like a certain comfort just from your parents being together because it's just, I don't know, it's everything's exactly how it should be. There's no problems. Why would you think about it twice? I don't know. I just think, plus, oh, another whole thing was like you guys kind of letting me and Lindsay do whatever we want, me more than her. Like that's another reason.
I was like the tester.
The divorced parents? No, I mean, I'm going to Spain when I was 15. I went to New Jersey when I was 13.
No, I know, but if I wanted to go to Spain when I was 15, shoot, they wouldn't let me because I feel like I'm like the first child, you know? The second and third child, they get to do like the more lenient stuff because I'm like the test rat in a sense. You know what I mean?
I agree because my sister was not allowed to do anything. She wasn't allowed to go to a friend's house unless like literally not like anything. But me, I was allowed to go to Canada when I was like 15, 16. I was allowed to go.
You're doing the same thing as me?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Not that you wouldn't let me do stuff, but I just feel like he was more lenient with it. Or you were more lenient with him.
Mm. Yeah, I think like that's a benefit from you guys being divorced too, because like you had your own problems. You had to figure out how to make money. You had your whole own life. Dad has his own life. Like Lindsay was Lindsay. And then like, I don't know. I just feel like we could do whatever we want. Cause like they were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes and no. It's not like I didn't.
But like low key, I could just tell you I was going to Maverick's house and then I could end up in Arizona. Like I probably did that.
I did that a few times too.
You did?
Not with like ending up in Arizona, but my famous line, if any of my friends are watching this, they'd laugh. Is we're going to Rockies to watch a movie.
Oh, you still tell me that.
I know.
To this day.
That was always the go-to. Because Rocky's mom was so cool. She'd always like help us out or just always talk to the
So
parents.
Then what would you be doing? Hanging out with boys, going on trips? Like what would you do then when you lie? Well,
just like party. Okay. I feel like in high school, I just like would be like, ooh, like party, yeah. Alcohol, friends.
I used to get so stressed
Nothing.
Out. When I was like 13 and I'd like see your friend's Instagram posting a video of you drinking or something.
Dude.
I'd be like, ah.
I remember this girl sent, was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, it was you. I want to call her out, but I won't. No. She sent.
Call her out.
Call her out.
I don't even want to. She doesn't deserve it. She sent you a bunch of photos of me like drinking.
It was you.
But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Stereo is a free live broadcast social media platform that enables people to have real conversations in real time. It's basically like watching a live and exclusive podcast that is posted nowhere else except Stereo. Today, I did a live show with Maverick and we talked for a full hour about the upcoming YouTuber boxing match. I have been loving this app so much. My live show is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We talk about anything and everything. Plus, you can send in real-time voice messages that we can answer while we are live. You can join us next time we go live by downloading the Stereo app and following me at stereo.com/TannerFox. Again, we will be going live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with exclusive content. So come on over, have a chat, ask us some questions, download the Stereo app, and follow me at stereo.com/TannerFox.
I don't know if you, Nick needs to bleep this, but.
Oh, that's probably worse than.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I got it all out in high school.
And how about when I found empty vodka bottle in your trunk?
I don't remember that.
I went out to your car to get the beach towels out of your trunk and there was an empty vodka bottle. And I was like, oh my God, where did I go wrong?
I used to fill up my mom's Sky bottles with water.
Oh, with water, yeah.
And she'd come home and be like, I'm not dumb. It tastes like water.
God.
I was like 15.
Wait, with drinking and stuff like that and partying, would you say a strict parent about that?
I mean, I don't like it even now.
Obviously, you're not going to like it. But
it's. I feel like if you, I won't say your friend who had a very strict parent. Tatum.
Buddha? Okay. His name?
Tatum. Oh. I feel like giving you guys a little bit of leeway.
Like leverage.
I feel like you didn't abuse it because.
We were allowed to do it. In a sense.
But not really allowed.
Not allowed, but sort of allowed.
It's like, you know how I always have candy in the cabinet?
Yeah, and then we don't abuse it.
And then
it.
You don't abuse it because it's there and it's yeah. you can have it.
I've had some
you want.
Friends that like weren't allowed. I remember in like 7th and 8th grade, they were not allowed to eat like Doritos, candy, strict meals, strict breakfast every single day. And she all she
and
would
those
do,
are always the sneakiest kids.
She was sneaky. She'd go down and just scarf out on the food. And
well, see, and you guys had it always there.
Yeah,
and you don't abuse
so
it.
So that was your goal then, with not being a helicopter parent.
Yeah, I mean to
like
to,
you thought about that. Subconsciously.
Or? I mean, I didn't sit down and think, okay, I'm going to allow this and this. And it's just kind of how I.
Because I would think it worked out.
Well, it totally worked out. Look at you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It worked out really well.
Great role
models. And I don't think I did it super intentionally, but.
It's even like when I go to the skate park all day and you give me $20 and it's like you're putting me in charge of handling my money for the day. Even like little lessons like that, and like now when I give my friend $10 because he asked, and then I learn, they're like, oh fuck, I don't have money now for dinner. Like you learn those little lessons earlier, kind of. Oh, so like yep. you trusting us to manage alcohol or candy or sugar, whatever it was, money, ourselves, like because you gave us the trust with it, we were able to like learn and run with it.
I agree with that. For
I
sure.
do too. Because yeah, look at you guys.
Okay, now we're gonna bring
it worked.
To you doing YouTube.
Oh, yes.
So that's when you and Tanner started getting along.
I would say so. I think that's my like turning point. What do you think?
What was like the switch in your head? Because were you jealous before of Tanner's success? And then that's why you were...
I didn't even know you were making money.
Wait.
Before we back up, actually, you starting YouTube. Yeah. Let's talk about like my success and what you guys thought about that. And like what that actually was like. Because I was 15 and I started making $300,000 a month. Like it was kind of intense.
I remember I didn't know that you were making money. No one told me
really?
That you had money in your bank account like that.
Well, because it's not like you were buying a Lamborghini. Like,
but right when away. Did you learn then?
When I was like, oh shit, when you bought mom the BMW for Christmas. I was like, oh, he got ago? Money.
Really?
I you think so. I didn't.
Because he had his store
I
going.
Bought my GTR.
Oh, your store. I do remember that. You were hustling at the house, like packaging your own stuff. But to me, that wasn't like, oh, like he's like making money. It was more like, oh, he scooters and he has like friends, I guess, that'll buy shirts. Yeah, but I didn't really understand like the
magnitude,
big picture. Yeah. Like of how big it actually was.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy.
What about for you?
Oh God. This
like,
has
and
been,
in your friends and like,
this has been the funnest ride to be on this wave with you since you're scootering when you're 12 to, you know, making money selling your clips to when you packaged up all that stuff at the kitchen table and you made 12, you cleared 12 grand on that one drop. And
14.
Then, oh, was it 14?
Yeah, 14.
And then you and Jessica started your store. And then I remember when you started, your store opened in October of 2015 or 16.
2016.
And it was in October. And I remember you came in my room and you had your phone and all you heard was cha-ching, 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 because it was all the sales. And it was like, that was so exciting. It's just been amazing to be part of all of this. Because I being older, I wouldn't even understand your world and your world if I wasn't your mom.
Right.
Because a lot of my friends are even like, well, wait, what's TikTok? And I'm like, I don't know. My kids do it. So it's been super exciting and fun and everybody's so proud of you and you get accolades all the time and so do you, both of you do. So it's been just awesome. And I never ever would have dreamed you could have built the empire. Really, you have an empire and you're 21 that you've built the empire and you're just getting going. So it's just like the beginning.
When did you see it like starting and being legit? Because I remember like even when I was young, and when I tell people this, I never say like my mom like told me I was gonna be a failure. I saw it as like you were like a parent and you wanted the best for me.
Of course.
I remember you'd say like, if you don't do good in school, like you're gonna be a failure. You're gonna like blah, blah.
Well, because that's my.
Exactly. I know. I understand. You didn't know any other way. You were just trying to be a good parent. So like at what point in my career was it like kind of validated for you? Was it validated for you?
I think when you dropped out of charter school, it was like, I wanted you to finish so bad. He only missed the exit exam by one question. So, you know, in my eyes, you should have passed that.
But technically I didn't.
But I mean, you were just making so your income. I remember telling Papa, you made one month, you made $21,000 on YouTube. And I went over and I told my dad, I'm like, Dad, Tanner made $21,000. He's like, what? Like, he couldn't even wrap his head around it. So I think when it really hit me that your big, big time was when you dropped out of charter. Because you're like, I don't have time to go to school. I've got, like, shit to do. And so it was like, yeah, I finally realized, like, wow, you don't need high school to be successful.
So what was it then? Was it like the number of like dollars, or was it like you saw something in my personality? Like, what, as a parent, because there's so many parents out here and there's so many kids listening that want to do the same thing and take the leap I did. And there's like the same parents. So like, do you understand what I'm asking?
I see it in both personality and in like the things you got.
Right. So like, did you see something in me where you're like, all right, I got to let this kid like flock his wings?
Well, you're
or was it like, okay, he's making $20,000 a month. I'm going to let him do this. And if it fails, he can go back to school. Like, where was your head at as a parent?
I think it was a little bit of both. Like, when you're making, you know, 20 grand a month and you're 15 or 16, and you have this innate business, you're such a genius business person. And I saw that in you when you started. I think when you did that project at the kitchen table, where you and I took boxes of t-shirts to the place and got them silk screened, and you bought a scale and you bought the postage thing and you bought the envelopes on Amazon, and you sat at the table by yourself for how many days? Three?
It took 18 hours total. It's three different days.
So I was like, damn, like that stood out to me. Like, you get it and you're driven and you're going to make it happen. And
Very much so.
What's that?
I said very much so.
Yeah. So I think that was the point, more so than the money, was your business brain.
And your like attitude towards it.
Which was what?
I don't know, just like you sitting down at the kitchen table, like packaging all those t-shirts, and then that photo of you with all of it in the back of mom's car. I was like, oh, like he's like serious about it.
Yeah.
And you were cool.
That is cool.
It's like you transitioned from like a scooter rider to like a
business-oriented
person, like pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that like going through your mind, getting all those orders for the first time, and then like showing your mom like I made $14,000?
Man, I guess.
Yeah, for real.
I was just like really excited about the whole thing because I had gotten like so much advice from Adam LZ, and like I like always wanted a clothing brand, especially because like Ryan Williams had our Willie brand, mm-hmm. which is where I came with T Fox brand. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, I always wanted it. And then finally, since I seen Adam, I just asked enough questions to where it like actually made sense to me and I could actually paint a picture of how to do it. And then I posted the things up on my website. I had 300 hats and 200 shirts. So it's 500 units, and then stickers also. And I remember everything sold out in the first day. So then I was just like, I had to ship everything. But I remember I had to go to Spain for the ISA World Championships for scootering. And that was a week from when I launched all my stuff. So like I had to like grind and get it all up because I knew I was going to have to be in Spain for a week or two. But I remember being like so pumped on it. And that's just cool to hear you guys say that, because I wasn't even like, my mindset obviously was never to impress you guys. I was just having fun making clothes and shit.
Well,
so I don't know. I guess that's cool because like my intentions were pure and you guys saw my intentions were pure.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
So that's really cool.
And then you never got like jealous or anything like that? Did you ever feel that type of envious towards Tanner growing up?
No.
No?
I think we were just envious of each other like before YouTube. Like we just, like I said, we just didn't like each other at the time. But I don't think I was ever like jealous of the YouTube stuff, because that was like your own lane. Yeah. And like, obviously we can talk about it. I did it for a little bit and that just wasn't for me. It was fun. And I had a great time doing it. I learned a lot, made some money, friends, but it just wasn't for me. So I think that was like more of your lane thing. And I was like proud of you more than I was like envious or jealous.
Why would you say it wasn't your lane? Was it just like too much work filming the videos for you? Did you not like,
there's
the comments
a
not
lot
like give
of,
you that serotonin or the views?
It was more, I think, of like me comparing my channel to Tanner's channel, because I was like, oh, why? Like, I don't know. I guess it was views. I was expecting almost more out of everything because of how his outcome went. But it's a lot of work.
And were you
like
embarrassed?
I'm gonna become a YouTuber. Yeah, for sure.
And the scrutiny, because I think, was hard for you too. People, you know, there's always people with.
I think what the hardest part of it was like I was in high school at the time, junior at Point Loma High School, and everyone's out to get each other there. Like,
and everyone sees your videos, they like might make a comment, hey, I saw your new YouTube video.
It was just like, you know, just cringe. Though, like, I wish I could look back at it now and be like, fuck what they think, like, do whatever you want. And I could have probably made more out of it at the time. But also I was kind of like, I'm in high school, like I'm about to go to college. Like I didn't really care about it. That was another thing. I wasn't taking it seriously, probably as much as I should have Like YouTube's a full job.
Yeah, people.
Anyone who wants to talk to me otherwise about it, like, wrong.
Wait, so you don't do YouTube because of friends or you don't like it?
No, I don't do it now just because that wasn't like, I just don't, I video editing myself, like filming myself, like I'll film myself. I don't have an issue, but more so like the videos that I was putting out was like me sitting down and being like, okay, let me think of like a prank. Let me think of like a makeup video. But if I were to actually like post an actual video of like my day to day life, it would have been so different. Like I'm a fun, my friends are funny. Like we're crazy. We like to have fun. Like it just would have been way different. And I think I wasn't being authentic, which also
because you're like led me had to Tanner's kid fitness. If you feel like, do you think if you did would have did it like the high school way, do you think it would have been a little better? Because at the time Tanner was like,
I don't think I would have let her because that would have fucked my brand.
Oh, okay. I was basing my brand off of his brand. Basically, we had the same fan base. I couldn't do anything that would make Tanner look bad. So I don't know. I just feel like the videos were more like non-authentic versus if I were to actually like take a video of like my day-to-day life with my friends, it would have been so different. But it was still fun. YouTube was fun.
How come you didn't take the easy route that every girl takes? And since considering you have a famous brother and it would be even easier for you to go up to LA and be an Insta model and get a bang,
hell no.
Get a bang contract and work for Ignite,
no.
And then start an OnlyFans and blah 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 blah. Why did like I've
simply
always
to put it in simple terms, not my vibe.
Okay, because I've always been so impressed by you. Whenever I tell people, and like actually, I realized about your character is like the fact that you didn't do that because it was like it is ultra easy for you, and you're in like you're in a better spot than anybody. Like to you know what I mean?
Know.
Make $100,000 a month with an OnlyFans and a YouTube and being up in LA and have a bang contract and all the LA ho shit. But like you just didn't do that. You said it's just not your vibe.
Literally, it's just I don't care to do that.
Because that wasn't me. That wasn't me either. Like I didn't influence you to not do that because I'm your brother.
I know.
Like I'm actually really impressed by you just for making that decision by yourself because you could have.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Did you guys happen to watch the Impulsive episode with Summer Rae?
We did actually.
She was talking about it a lot, how like why she wasn't going to start like an OnlyFans. And I guess she put it in the same like terms, it's just not my vibe. I would never sell my soul or body for money like that. I don't know. It's not worth it for me for the money for that, I guess, for OnlyFans and just hoeing out on Instagram, I guess.
I'm so glad you didn't.
Hey, to each their own, though. To each their own.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, not, no shame, no hate to any of the girls that do it. Go you, get your bag, but just
but like
not
she
my
said,
vibe.
Not her vibe.
I just didn't want to do it.
Okay, so you stopped doing YouTube, and then you went to college, and then what was,
yeah,
what
did
you
so
major
I did
in?
YouTube for like probably
you're still in college.
Six, I was in college when I started YouTube at the time. I was posting for probably, I was like consistent for 6-7 months, and then
made a pretty good amount of money.
Yeah, but yeah, it just honestly though, like,
was it just slow?
I just really like
was it just
wasn't passionate
down?
About it.
Or just, yeah, okay, it wasn't passionate.
I mean, it was slowing down when I wouldn't put the efforts in, but yeah, it was more so like I had too much stuff on my plate because I was in college. If I started that, I have to finish it.
I want to ask you about, and maybe you, I don't know what your friends were saying about me starting YouTube and social media, because I was also the only scooter rider where we come from,
right.
The only YouTuber where we come from. Like, what were your friends saying about the whole thing, and they're judging you, not judging you, you definitely being judged. Like, what was that, all that stuff? Because I don't know, I want to explain it to people. It's how people are. I know people talk shit on you, and people talk shit. I'd be at the gas station and filling up my GTR, and kids would drive by and call me the F-bomb, the homophobic one.
Oh yeah.
And I would be like, I'd just look at my GTR and then look at their car and be like, we're the same age, look at my car and look at yours.
It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. Besides like their just attitude.
But what,
like,
what was like some shit you dealt with? I mean, like, cause I'm curious.
Like with
did
me
you, or
doing
no?
YouTube or with
me.
You?
I don't know, me being your brother.
I do remember one story of you going, I think down to the beach and you brought like a trampoline. And I think just people would judge you overall just because of the scootering thing, because it was new and it was like, oh, like skate or die type of thing. So I think it was more if anyone was judging it, it was based on that. But, like, I don't know.
You never dealt with anything, like, actual you can recall?
Like, really not, yeah, not too bad. Just people making fun of scootering, I think, probably. That was the worst of
people
it.
People still do that.
I got more hate for doing my own YouTube, probably, than you.
What would, like, you just get, like, your, like you'd be in school and someone would just play the video right next to you to just try and embarrass you, or?
I think people just, like, at parties and stuff would be like, oh, like, you want to film a vlog? You want to go and, like, do, like, a makeup tutorial or just shit like that?
Girls?
And probably more so girls, yeah.
Dang.
Like, oh, let me be in the vlog. Yeah, I just, this one slap. Girl I know.
Bitch slap somebody. That's what I would.
If someone ever did, I would. Oof.
What about you, Mom?
Oh, it's been fun being your mom because it's, you know, of all of my friends, there's nobody that has a social media superstar. So it's been fun to brag. It's been fun to be proud. It's been fun to talk about because everybody always asks, oh, Mrs. Easley said to tell you hi. I saw her the other day and she said,
who's that?
Mrs. From Sunset View.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is my teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them. So anyway, it's been just fun and exciting to talk about with everybody and still. And it's fun. I was walking Kiki at Point Lemonade the other day, I told you. And this little, not a little girl, she's a college girl, but she said, are you Tanner's mom? And I recognize the dog. So it's fun to, when people see me and say, are you Tanner's mom? And
I used to get that all the time. Are you Tanner's sister? And it stopped like a couple of years ago. I never got it again.
What? That's good, right?
Well, because you used to be in the videos a lot in 2017, 2018.
That's true. I was around more.
And then they just kind of stopped being in the limelight once Tanner moved to this house.
True. And I like slowed down on the YouTube.
So you went to college. What did you go to college for? What's your major? What?
It sounded like you dry heaved.
What?
I didn't hear that.
He went,
all right. So you're going to college now. You're not doing YouTube anymore.
So I was doing YouTube.
I
started in high school as a senior YouTube.
Yes.
I continued it until I believe sophomore year of college. So straight out of high school. All of my friends are going to this university in Florida and Georgia and Washington. I was like, oh, like I applied to one school and it's the one school I wanted to go to, which was SDSU, San Diego State University.
Go Aztecs.
And, didn't get in to SDSU at the time. So I decided to do the community college route, which looking back at it now, I think that was probably one of the best decisions I've 100%. Ever made. Probably one of the best decisions I've ever made because going into college, I was like, what the hell? Like, I don't know what I want to do. No one knows what you want to do straight out of high school. That's why I think community college is such a good alternative to spending $50,000 a year at some university. And I started at community. And then I changed community colleges. I went to MiraCosta Community, still doing YouTube. I had a full set of braces on at the time. Then I went to Grossmont Community College, which was, you know, I wasn't proud at the time to like go to community college because all my friends are in their, you know, their sorority t-shirts I was just like, ooh, like almost like embarrassed because I was the only one out of everybody.
Which you probably weren't, but I remember my sister crying to my mom saying,
like, no, it's so sad. Like, if I can make one thing, like, known to high school seniors, it's like, if you don't know what you want to do and you don't know where you want to go to college, go to community college.
100%.
It is free. You go to community college, you get the same courses done as you would going to a university, but you pay, you pay $0. I was getting paid to go there. I was getting paid, like, eight grand a year to attend there. And then after I went to community, I think in that community time, I quit doing YouTube officially because I wasn't passionate for it. I wasn't seeing the numbers increasing and that was influencing it a lot. And then I went to, I applied to SDSU and I got in. So that's where I'm currently at and I graduate next month.
And with no debt. Zero debt.
No debt.
Which is awesome. Yeah,
that's the best part, no debt.
It sure is.
Well, thanks to my grandma and grandpa, Mimi and Bibi. Yep. They're probably watching this, so thank you.
Thank you.
I think I have a couple fan questions here. What was the most difficult part about raising Tanner and Lindsay?
Probably the flying solo, being a mom and not having dad in under the same roof, because you can't be a mom and a dad. They need influence from both, but I think not having a man in the house under the roof was hard.
I think you did a good job of it, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. What do you, like, individually, though, between, like, what was the hardest part about me?
Well,
hardest part about her? Was there one that you can...
Well, like I said earlier, you're there's those couple of years where you were just, like, impossible. Just so hard to be... And you're probably pissed off about dad and I splitting up, and we lived in this little... It wasn't a crappy house. It was cute and fine, but it wasn't our Toronto house. But I mean, if there was one thing, that would be.
And what about for me? Was I a pain at all?
You were a pain in high school. You just had like this little snooty for a while. You don't.
Yeah,
now.
I know. I remember it.
You're just like, I would see you down at No Surf, like Steve and I'd be down there and you'd be like, oh my God, there's my mom. Like
I know.
I'd walk by and all her friends.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. All her friends
would be like, hi Rhonda. Hey. And Lindsay'd be like, oh.
I don't know. It's this beach that you almost have to have like authority to go to, as stupid as that sounds.
Locals only.
You agree? Yeah.
It's locals only.
Local only.
Totally.
Locals only vibes.
Yep.
And in high school, I was kind of like that little like beach rat, and I'd always spend my time down there. And all I would do is just go lay on the beach from start to finish.
And then you learned that there's more to life.
And then, yeah, I graduated Point Loma High School.
And now you've evolved. You're in Temecula.
I'm in Temecula. I left. Yeah. So... I'm sorry for saying hi on the beach.
No, that was just one little example.
That was funny.
I want to know how did you and Tanner start working together with the podcast?
Oh, I love this story. We were sitting in your backyard.
Oh, before you go on that, I want to talk about how we went from being friends and not friends too. I feel like we have a cool relationship. We were not friends, and then we were friends.
YouTube brought you guys together.
I think that YouTube really like meshed us together more, because
yes, but you, I think the podcast started because like we started becoming a lot more open and talking to each other about our like mental stuff or relationships or just being open. And I remember we were in the backyard sitting at the table and we were talking about like what we could do in the future and work together, and you doing real estate.
You were asking me, you're like, what do you want to do? You said, what do you want to do in life? And I was like, that's a broad question. I was like, I don't know.
And then, we were basically, what I was saying was we were bonding over, like, I don't know, our mental health and relationships and stuff. And then we came up with a plan where it's like, oh, let's like, why don't we work together and grind, blah, blah, blah. And then I started kind of seeing some of your strong suits on where you're good at not being on camera. And like, you're good at like actual logistics, stuff like that. And then we were basically talking in the backyard, came up with a plan. And then like 6 months later, shit actually happened.
I know. I remember being like... I was like, podcasts are huge right now. I was like, why don't you have one? And we were sitting back there with Shane Davis. And he was like, man, that's like a really good idea. And because I was trying to figure out, because I didn't want to, I think at the time I wanted to quit the job I was doing. So I was like, how can I create my own lane to make revenue for myself? But that's also helping Tanner. So that's how I was like, why don't you have a podcast? Like, let's make this shit happen. And here we are.
And now Lindsay pretty much runs the like entire logistics. Me and Maverick are pretty much just talent. Like, we're here to show up, be stupid, and talk. And Lindsay, like, what do you do?
To start off with, like, the room,
she did everything.
Everything in this room, equipment, stands, cameras, lights. Like, it's not perfect.
She put together this entire studio.
And just, so the paint, you gave me credit for painting that with Renee. It was actually Lindsay and Renee painted the entire day.
Oh, really?
2 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you did it.
No. I did a little bit, but it was the lion's share was this one.
So yeah, and then I'll do like all the back end stuff. I'll do all the transferring, all descriptions, mid rolls, pre rolls, all the YouTube stuff. Make sure everything's getting posted on time. Instagram. I'm starting to work with the brand deal sides on it. So I kind of just do what I can, make sure everything flows correctly.
I like
you
that.
Do a good job too.
Thank you.
Can you guys please think of something that you can embarrass me with?
Oh, God.
Each of you.
Also,
while you think of that, why don't you go ahead and tell us which one of the least favorite girls I've ever dated was?
I was going to say the name, but I was like,
am I not supposed to say the name? Yeah.
That was a fan question.
She was an asshole to me.
She was. She was a.
I remember one story. I hope she's watching this. One story.
Oh, she is. She's a big fan.
I'm sure she watches all of them. She fucking sits around and. Okay, so I remember you were leaving the house for a trip. This is. Sorry, that was kind of aggressive.
Got juicy.
But still was living at our house at the time, in my house, in our house, and Tanner's leaving for a trip. And Tanner was like, oh, so Lindsay just started her YouTube channel. She's blowing up right now. Like, you guys should collab, do some stuff. Said, I don't work with people who get under 10K views. Right?
She said it just like her, too.
And this little snotty ass voice.
No way.
I don't want to film with her because she doesn't have clout. She's not up to my level. Like, I have to, like, I don't know, something to do with her brand.
How did you respond to that?
Yeah, well, didn't you guys break up or something?
This was like one of the big fights that caused our thing was I realized that she was like really jealous that I was even trying to help you at all.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you're my sister. Yeah, like you're my blood. So and I remember.
Even when we'd hang out, she'd get mad.
Yeah. And that was,
it was like weird.
And she called Lindsay like a, we were in a fight and had nothing to do with like what we were talking about. I can't even quote it because it was like so long ago. But she said something like along the
irrelevant,
line.
That was what
she
it was.
She called you irrelevant. I know that was a like, word that was used. But she was like basically just saying like, I have more subs. Like she's irrelevant type shit. But it was like in the middle of a conversation, argument. Brand
deal? What? I remember you guys used to argue about brand deals. Like, why don't you ever give me a brand deal? You always give them to Lindsay or something like that.
She did say that as well.
I did my own brand deals. I got one brand deal from, this was funny. I got this mass at the time. I was like, I got this massive brand deal.
It was 10 grand?
10 grand.
That is massive.
All I had to do, I just started YouTube too. I'm in high school. I don't know what money is. I'm getting $100 paychecks every 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden I have this like direct deposit with 10 grand. And I was like, I'm set. I'm set. So all I had to do was live stream for an hour, I think. And I remember I did it and I was like, this cannot be real. There's no way they're going to pay me 10 grand for doing this for an hour. I live streamed for an hour and I got the direct deposit. And then I was kind of like, wow, like this will last me a couple months. So I guess I just, that was part of the YouTube thing.
Did it last?
Not too long.
A couple months.
I think I bought a car with it or something. I don't remember. But yeah,
so
back to your question of embarrassing. I'm trying.
I know. I should have thought of
something that the people would want to hear about me that they would never ever hear unless my mom and sister are on the podcast.
I need to hear some more gossip. You want to bring us more tea?
Bring more tea up.
Do some more. I'm trying to think of like another argument.
Get in there, Maverick. Come on, bro.
You've seen him.
Besides, what about the other girlfriends? There's only one more or two more.
Oh, she was chilling.
What was like another one that like?
Well, there's only been two. Real ones,
I think,
right?
All the other ones I've met, even if they're girlfriends or girls around, like everyone's pretty chillin'. I think the only girl that I had an issue was this.
Yeah.
And I never talked to her about it either. It was unspoken. We just didn't really like each other.
Well, she'd be nice to you in front of Tanner. And then when you'd leave the room, she'd totally ignore Lindsay.
Which is like a really big red flag if your sister and girlfriend don't get along. Like, that's a problem.
I'm like thinking about it, like to 17. My current boyfriend, like I would never talk to his sister like that. Like, she's like my friend. I just don't understand that, but yeah,
she's just jealous. Crazy. She's jelly.
What's the boyfriend you hate the most about Lindsay's death?
Oh, Lindsay's, I already know the answer.
I don't even need to say his name. You don't deserve it.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Poor irrelevant kid. He's one of those kids that doesn't know that anything outside of OB exists. He lives in the tunnels.
Oh, no. The kid has not lived in OB for years. He's out. Good. I don't even know what the hell is up.
He's promoted to meth.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
I can jab at hers and she could jab at mine, but we can't jab at our own, so it's okay.
Okay, that's true. I'm trying to think of an embarrassing story. I really like can't.
I know, God, this is bad.
I guess y'all don't know me that much.
Honey, no, I do, but when you're put on the spot like this, like if I'm just driving up here, I think about like 10 stories I want to talk about.
Have I ever pooped my pants?
I'm sure when you were little.
You can't think off the top of your head if I pooped my pants?
I don't remember you ever pooping
Came
your pants.
Came home doing laundry, skid marks, all the underwear.
Something. Found a crusty sock. I don't know, anything. Nothing?
Oh my God.
I don't know if this is embarrassing, but it was the only time I've ever spanked you in my life. Like, I beat you. I didn't beat you. But,
incriminates herself?
I know. No, CPS, don't come knocking on the door. When you were five, you had a little friend, Christopher, over. Remember that?
I remember this, yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys were playing. Everything was cool. And then Chris starts, like, screaming, and Tanner bit him on the arm, broke his skin through a flannel shirt. And I was like,
I remember biting him, too. And then I tried to claim that I was bending down to pick up the football or something.
So I
bit a kid at school, too, and I got away with it.
A bit a kid. Have you ever seen that meme? That's like the dog that's in the bathtub. It's like, Mom, come outside, a bit a kid. Have you ever seen that?
No. So anyway, that was, and I spanked you so bad, and you never bit. Well, I actually, you did.
This
you
was second grade.
Okay, you did. You bit Chris when he was when you were five. So okay. You did do it again. So my beating didn't work.
We'll do it live. On
we'll
no
do it live. Okay.
Did you ever have to wash his mouth out with soap or anything like that? Never one of those
didn't
parents.
Do that. Nope.
Got another one.
Be something I've done that's embarrassing.
There probably is, but we don't think it's embarrassing. But if you were to say
it, I control the narrative of my life too much. Like I need something thrown in here.
Steve even told me to think of something to embarrass you, and I couldn't even think when I had the time to think. God,
I just be hiding shit too good. I guess
maybe
I do embarrassing shit.
Embarrassing.
I don't.
Sure.
Did it? That's not
really in front of me. You don't. I don't think you do.
Have you ever like crashed your GTR? Didn't you sideswipe it?
I hit the curb really hard with it when I first got it, and that's not that embarrassing. Yeah. I vlogged that.
Well, that's how about when when we were driving, I feel bad because you were crying and you were so upset, but we were with Tanner, got his first car that he paid half for.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's good.
And we went to Jack in the Box on the way to the skate park drive through. Tanner was driving, and we got onto...
This is a good one.
We got onto Sunset Cliffs Boulevard to go towards the park. And there was
I was driving to the skate park.
A specialty produce van in front of us. And Tanner hit the gas instead of the brake and like ate shit into the back of this car. And it was right before Christmas. I think it was it's right after your birthday. I think it was the 23rd or 24th of December. And I'm like, God damn it. And you're like, oh my God. So we pull into the gas station parking lot. And the guy was so cool. He got out. He had this old kind of crappy van. And he looks at the bumper. He looks at Tanner's car, and he's all, do you have your license? And I think you said, because he looked like he was 12 when he was 16. And he said, yes. And I think you'd just gotten it. And he goes, Merry Christmas, man. And like left. And I was like, are you serious? And then we got in the car and Tanner was like, I want to go home. And I said, honey, it's okay. You don't know. That was so lucky. You're so lucky you didn't get busted and have to pay the insurance and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I just want to go home. So we went home and you laid in your bed face down and cried for probably an hour.
I was embarrassed.
I know.
And then I did the same goddamn thing 6 months ago.
Yeah, with TJ.
Oh,
in a Popeye's drive-thru.
Oh, in your Tesla. A little different.
Nothing's changed.
I found a really funny photo in my photo album a couple of days ago, and I'll send it, put it on the screen right now too, is when we were really fighting at Toronto House, you made Mom a Christmas gift, and it was a little slip. It was like a gift certificate.
Oh, it's in your photo book.
Yeah. And it says, this coupon is good for letting Lindsay use my iPad without crying or complaining. And then the second one was like,
to not fight with Lindsay for one day.
Yeah, to not fight with Lindsay for one day.
You have to have some good stories, bro. Me and Lindsay actually screaming at each other because it wasn't like normal.
Yeah, it was not. I don't ever remember what you're fighting about, but
It really was about like sometimes nothing. We just walk in and just eye each other and be like, fuck you, and then just like walk away.
No, I remember one time someone was
like that.
And you were in Tanner's room for whatever reason, and Tanner was not having it. And she calls you, you don't answer. And he's like screaming because you're in his room without his permission. And I was like, are you really fighting over this? She's like, she knows better. She knows this is my room.
Like, you know why I used to go in there all the time? Was to steal your clothes. Like for volleyball practice, like I didn't have like those type of t-shirts, like the just baggy like t-shirts. So I'd go steal those and I'd steal your hoodies and I'd steal your flannels because I just liked oversized hoodies.
I think one time, I could be wrong, but I'm almost, no, this actually happened, I think. I think I found a condom wrapper in my bed.
That was from
when I was like 14.
I remember this one too. This one was like,
where was Tara I? Was
okay, so this was,
did you tell me?
I don't know.
I would have remembered that one.
No, he sent a picture and said, I'm going to tell mom or something like that. Like, so, like,
no, I remember. You were out of town and I was watching Kirby, and obviously you were around, and I had like a homecoming party at our little house, and I had like 20 people over, and it was like sophomore, junior year of high school. And
20 people is a lot of people
in that little house.
Definitely,
like, I'm not kidding. Like,
that's like 100 people.
It's like the size of this room. Like, imagine like our living room and our kitchen and our dining room. So I had like 20 people over, and then I don't even remember. I think I had friends.
Who did it,
like,
man? Who did it?
I know who did. I'll tell you after this. No. But
tell me
I'm
on
not
this.
Gonna, I don't want to.
On this.
People.
I want to know on this. It's my bad. Tell me.
No, I don't want to call it out.
Say their first name. Who the fuck does it matter?
Sean. I think it was him.
You know. I don't know Sean.
So did he fuck in my bed?
I think we were fucking freshmen. I don't even think that was like happening. I think what happened was he was trying to be cool. And I think nothing happened.
That's not lining up.
Well, that's what I was told from, I think, the girl. But anywho.
That's gross. That's really gross.
That's
guys.
Terrible.
Somebody had sex in my bed when I was 14.
Ew.
Ew.
And then I think I don't know. That was a bad story.
Is that when there was sticky stuff all over the TV? The flat
what?
Screen.
What?
You had a party and there was like, no, oh, wait, no. I don't mean that.
Like alcohol or juice.
I meant like a sweet, Tanner. It was like a sweet drink. Like somebody spilled
probably.
Their drink.
I ruined the table. I remember the table. I broke it somehow.
Oh, you did. You didn't tell me that. The one Papa made.
I wrecked everything around me. And all we do is just like, where can we party tonight? Like, do we need to go rent a hotel room so we can all hang out in the same place and like drink? Then we'll go rent a hotel room.
Oh, good Lord.
You remember Allie's party that?
Oh, yeah.
Cops I had, this was a really good, funny story. It has nothing to do with it. But my friend Allie, she was staying with us because her parents were out of town. And as you know, her house is like massive. And
so I was in charge.
So we told mom. Hey mom, we're going to Rocky's for a movie night.
Going to Rocky's.
We learned what that means.
So we go to Allie's and we throw this massive party. We got completely out of control. There's probably a couple hundred people at our house, like in the yard, in the house, upstairs, everywhere. Like stuff's getting stolen. There's no way to control it. And I remember trying to help her. I was like, who do we need to kick out? And she's like, that guy. It's one guy. And I go up to him. I'm like, you have to leave. But so just one guy left, but
did
ended
he,
up
he listen?
Police. No, he's like, what the fuck? Like, just me? He's like, why? What did I do? Yeah. I'm like, we got to get people out. But police helicopters, cops show up, raid the whole place. I remember I'm hiding in her like game room closet with like 10 people in a closet, like like sticks. And then the police came and opened it. And then big issue with mom. I was grounded. Allie was grounded. But that was like high school in a nutshell for me.
I didn't know any of this until now.
What are some inspirational words you could say to Sally sitting at home right now? Maybe she's a parent. Maybe she wants to start a job. What's some advice you could give to some parents out there listening? Maybe they want to, I don't know, raise a child like me, and that's somehow.
I think allowing freedoms, but I don't mean crazy freedoms, but letting them be. Let your kids be.
And feel like we make decisions.
Yeah.
Let us feel like we make decisions. Maybe we don't, but let us feel like we do.
Yeah. And then for me, I don't really know.
What would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Like, it sounds so cliche, but just, I guess, do what you love to do and that you're actually passionate about, and put your time towards people that you're passionate about and that you like to be around. You are who you are. You are who you surround yourself with. I believe
Big
in that.
Big believer in that, yes.
I think consistent work can lead to success as long as you keep doing it every day, keep putting forth that work. And if you're going to go to college and you don't know what to do, I'd say go to community college for 2 years and transfer over. If you have any questions, DM me.
Amazing. Guys, if you want to see another episode, maybe just with my mom, maybe just with my sister, or anything you want to hear about from us, make sure you guys always leave that in the comments down below. Head over to YouTube if you're listening on Spotify right now. Thank you so much for listening to No Fucks Given. This has been a really fun episode. I hope you enjoyed learning about my sister and my mom. And I hope you enjoyed the four people on the set. Maverick, you got some inspirational words you want to say? Wrap us out.
How you do some things is how you do everything.
Boom.
Whoa.
Let me explain what that means. Okay. Let me explain what it means, because that could mean anything.
How you do some things
is how you do everything. So, for instance, you're watering the garden outside. You turn the hose off. You toss the hose on the ground. You don't just leave the hose on the ground. You got to put the hose back where the hose came from. So that's what we're saying. How you do one thing, it's how you do everything. So if you're lazy with the garden hose, you're going to be lazy with your relationship, etc. We love you guys. We're out.
Peace.
And remember, don't miss my show on Stereo, where we discuss other fun topics not covered on this show. Here is a clip from our last show.
Now that Nick Austin's backing out, what's the scoop? What's the deal?
There's only people don't even care about Nick Austin, bro. People don't even know who the fuck Nick Austin is. It's not really good clickbait.
I guess. Maybe Madison Beer's boyfriend is backing out of our fight.
Yeah. I like that.
I have a show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Join us next time we go live by downloading the Stereo app and following me at stereo.com/TannerFox. Again, we'll be going live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with exclusive content. So you can join the show, ask us questions, share your opinion. So hop on and see if we make you a part of the show. Download the Stereo app and follow me at stereo.com/TannerFox.